I was going to ask you about something I saw on your Twitter, but I felt it was a little bit awkward because it was to do with FA Cup music and you were tweeting about that. But then obviously you were talking about the Liverpool stuff and then
mate,
with Villa beating Liverpool. It's all very awkward all
being
of a sudden.
Being in free radio, I was hoping no one brought that up, mate, to be fair. But fair play. You know what? I was at Wembley that day and hats off to Villa because I thought, are you a Villa fan?
No, no.
Well, you know, to all
no.
the...
Chesterfield, that's hometown. No one knows. Brilliant. No one knows.
Well, by rights all the way, mate.
All Villa fans, mate, you know, fair play, because I thought, you know, Aston Villa absolutely deserved to go through to the final, and I really hope they go on to win it.
Very awkward with the Liverpool tweet that went out about 5 minutes after full-time saying, be there for Steven Gerrard's birthday at the FA Cup final.
Oh, it's tough, isn't it? Because it's Stevie. It would have been Stevie's last game, and on his birthday as well. So, I mean, it sort of was written in the stars, but it wasn't meant to be, was it? So
I'll move on very quickly.
But the good thing is Rhodes did get played at Wembley Stadium that day.
Yes, exactly.
We're winners.
80,000 people.
Rub it in, Adam. Yeah.
So I was loving that.
And one final thing I've seen, I've been, you know, looking at Rhodes and behind the scenes of Rhodes and you guys make it in the studio. Like I said, you were clearly having a lot of fun with that. And I also discovered that Andy is pretty mean on rock, paper, scissors. I saw it.
Yeah. Oh, it's mate, outrageous. It's unbelievable how good he is. He literally gets in your head. I don't understand how it happens. Like, I'd have a game with him now. It won't work on radio.
No, I was going to suggest this. I was going to have a game of rock, paper, scissors against Andy. The first ever game on radio.
But... I almost guarantee he'll beat you.
The thing is, though, it might work different for me and Adam because I don't know you that well.
Okay. That's true.
I'm not able to read your mind as well. Do you know what I mean? Where I know Ryan so well, I think... If I say to him, mate, you're going to go scissors, aren't you?
Then I can sort of guess what he's going to do.
It's horrible.
I would say, however, that you can read Ryan's mind the best.
Yeah.
You tend to get in Ryan's head and settle yourself
He'll say something to me along those lines of, you're going to go scissors, aren't you? And that'll mess my entire game.
It blows it wide open.
Since we played that now, he knows my tactics and he has started figuring me out a bit. Because the thing is, when we went out to Nashville, there was a really haunted house that we stayed in, basically. Oh. When we arrived, we booked it a house to live in.
It just felt horrible, didn't it?
And when we got there, we walked in this like really old house room and we were like, oh my God. Like, we don't like the look of this. Right? But I mean, it was amazing. Like, but it was just like really eerie and there was like... five rooms, I think, and one of the rooms was really, really scary. So we basically had a game of rock, paper, scissors for who didn't get that room. And I think you ended up having it.
I was delighted. I had the tiniest room and I was so happy with that because it meant there was so little to go wrong.
You were safe.
It was like, there was no like nooks and crannies where things could be hidden and stuff. I was delighted.
Ads, you won that round, didn't you?
I won that round.
And then
I
came
second,
and then it was... Yeah,
I'd be Rhino.
You had the worst room, in my opinion.
I did. I actually chose the worst room.
And what was that like?
It was awful. But to be fair, we were next to each other, weren't we?
Yeah.
And my room was a bit like... Have you ever seen the film Insidious?
Yes.
Well, it was a little bit... It had like a little cove in the corner that reminded me of that film. And that's what I didn't like about it. But to be fair, we came away unscathed, didn't we?
Poor old Joel was downstairs on his own as well.
Oh, really? I did keep getting freaked out, though. Like, late at night, I would hear a lot of like strange noises coming from your room.
Would you? Yeah, like what?
Just like a like strange, like ghostly noises that I couldn't quite put my finger on what they were.
Yeah,
ectoplasm everywhere the next day.
Yeah. Weird.
So should we do this? Should we do the rock paper scissors?
Let's do it, mate,
okay.
Yeah.
So how are we gonna do this? One, two, shoot.
No, one, two, three.
One, two, three, shoot. Okay.
Are we doing what we're doing? Best of three.
Just do just one. Winner takes all.
No,
you
have
to do three.
You have to do three because that's when the mind games come into it.
Okay, one game. So you're gonna go.
No, we can do three. Let's do.
Okay, three. So first time you're gonna go rock. Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Yes!
Got me, okay.
Okay. Right, so 1-0 to me.
First to three or best of?
Best of three.
Okay, so you just went scissors, so you're going to do scissors again.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh! Okay.
One.
That was scissors and rock for those playing along at home.
This is the final. I think he's going to go paper.
He's not been paper yet.
So
I think the fact he knows you're saying it, I reckon.
I think he's going to do paper, but no, I actually think he's going to do scissors again, three in a row.
Ready? I see what you're talking about now.
One, two, three.
Oh!
In your head!
That's it, I told you. And mate, I used this recently on my friend, and I'm telling you.
That's not happy.
I was in your head, mate.
You're in there. Get out of there. Right, let's.
He set up camp. He's paying a mortgage in there.
Right, let's stick on the new single, guys. It's been lovely having you in
Fantastic.
Free radio, as always.
Cheers, always a pleasure.
The single Rhodes is out on Sunday. We are going to stick it on free radio right now. Go on, introduce it.
Hey, guys, this is Lawson. This is our brand new single, Rhodes, on free radio.